Live from Jerusalem is Jerusalem-based freelance writer and journalist Daniel Rosehill. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning to you too, Pat.
Nice to have you here. And is any foreign leader a better backer of President Trump than Prime Minister Netanyahu?
That's a great question, and I think the answer is certainly not. At the moment, in this particular junction in both of their tenures, I think they've never been a better match. Obviously, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is currently embattled by a huge series of corruption probes by the police, and obviously there's been so much chaos in the White House recently. So it's definitely a meeting of the minds in the White House this morning.
So where do we stand with those corruption probes? Reportedly, he let some telecoms get something in order for some good press. Is this serious or is it going to blow over?
It's difficult to tell. I mean, it's actually becoming hard to keep track. Every day there's been a new announcement. It started with the allegation that he received gifts and jewelry from a mogul based in the U.S. And there was, following that, a submarine deal. A couple of media probes involving the exchange of favors for media coverage 2 days ago, most recently with the big website called The Walla. Currently, he has been indicted on the charges by the police, and it's at the discretion of the attorney general to decide whether or not he'll be prosecuted. That process could take as long as a year. Bibi is very determined that it's going to go nowhere, but that's for the judicial mechanism in Israel to decide.
And how, Daniel, is this current trip for Netanyahu meeting with President Trump? How is it playing in Jerusalem?
I think the reaction is skeptical. Obviously, President Trump has talked about making the deal of the century with Israelis, with Israel and the Palestinians. That hasn't materialized at all into really anything. So I think on the ground level here, there's a lot of skepticism, both about our Prime Minister Netanyahu, and about the fact that the peace process, the special envoy Greenblatt and Jared Kushner, so far has made absolutely no progress. So it hasn't attracted a huge amount of attention, to be honest, but as I say, I don't think anybody is really jumping up and down with excitement about this meeting.
Trump was a sort of brand before he became president. Now he's a brand for just having chaos in his White House. Are you surprised that they've become such fast friends, Netanyahu and Trump?
It's certainly, I think, President Trump said in the meeting this morning that this is the best that the relationship between the U.S. and Israel has ever been. I think following the relationship with President Obama, it's not really hard to improve on that. That was definitely a very thorny relationship. It's gone more close than probably even people on the right would have envisioned. They really do seem to have hit it off, and I think they're the best. It's clear at the moment that Netanyahu is almost Donald Trump's closest foreign leader ally. So that's quite a relationship.
Yep, interesting bedfellows to be sure. And Daniel, what about Vice President Pence being prepared to rip up the Iran deal, keeping a promise to Israel?
Yeah, one thing that was surprising about the meeting in the White House was that according to the information released to the press, Iran actually dominated the agenda. The Palestinian issue was only discussed for 15 minutes. So I think both, President Trump and the declaration there that they're going to rip up the deal is, again, it's difficult to exactly say how much weight to put on Trump and Pence's statements, given that all this talk of the Palestinian issue has really come to nothing. Of course, the moving of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem is also going to be a big chance for the region to gauge exactly how serious Donald Trump is in his operations here. He actually said at the meeting that he's going to attempt to come over for the opening of the embassy in Jerusalem in May. So that could be quite something again to see how that develops.
The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was reportedly the one trying to broker the peace deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis. He had a security clearance revoked. Has that played it all over in Israel?
This is all on the news. Certainly, I think that that Jared Kushner is in an awkward place now, especially with the security clearance being revoked. The Palestinians have basically said after the embassy move that they're no longer putting any faith in the U.S. as a mediator. So it's really difficult to see what way there is for this deal of the century. An inverted commas to advance. So I think there's a lot of skepticism, as I said, and really, it doesn't appear as if the peace process is going to make any headway based on this administration. The embassy will move, but I don't think peace in the Middle East is forthcoming.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate your input today.
Okay, thank you, Pat and Larry.
That is Daniel Rosehill, a Jerusalem-based freelance writer and journalist, live from Jerusalem.